Get ready to make a difference using the true muscle of Jesus Christ. This is Muscular Christianity. Here's your host, Bruce Gust.
Published in 1859, Origin of Species by Charles Darwin caused a sensation both within scientific and theological circles. It challenged the accepted notion that the world was a created entity. Today, it's no less revered, and Darwin's theory of natural selection is often asserted as the foundation upon which the atheist builds his denial of the Lord, absolute truth, and the Word of God. Natural selection is defined as the process whereby organisms better adapted to their environment tend to survive and produce more offspring. According to Orthodox Darwinism, however, it's not merely a life form undergoing adaptations within its own species, but that every species is related, having evolved from one common life form. Quote, "Therefore, I should infer from analogy that probably all the organic beings which have ever lived on this earth have descended from some one primordial form into which life was first breathed." Unquote. It's from this common starting point that natural selection is deployed and allows for a protein molecule through billions of years of trial and error to fortuitously transform into a horse. In another instance, that same type of protein evolves into a fish, which later develops wings and becomes a bird. And even after enough time, because of natural selection's ability to transcend mere matter and accommodate the development of consciousness and creativity, it's not impossible for a vacuum cleaner to emerge from its closet after a billion years as a philosophical drummer that tells jokes. Now, while Darwin conceded that the expected trail of fossil remains, which would prove the evolutionary process, was virtually non-existent, his rationale in 1859 was that the geological record was imperfect and in time would yield what was needed to validate his theory. Quote, "Geology assuredly does not reveal any such finely graduated organic chain, and this perhaps is the most obvious and serious objection which can be urged against the theory. The explanation lies, as I believe, in the extreme imperfection of the geological record. The case at present must remain inexplicable and may be truly urged as a valid argument against the views here entertained. To show that it may hereafter receive some explanation, I will give the following hypothesis." Unquote. The problem is that after 150 years, the fossil record is even less helpful to Darwin today than it was in the 19th century. Michael Denton, in his book Evolution, A Theory in Crisis, sums it up by saying, quote, "The universal experience of paleontology is that while the rocks have continually yielded new and exciting and even bizarre forms of life, what they have never yielded is any of Darwin's myriads of transitional forms. Despite the tremendous increase in geological activity in every corner of the globe, and despite the discovery of many strange and hitherto unknown forms, the infinitude of connecting links has still not been discovered, and the fossil record is about as discontinuous as it was when Darwin was writing The Origin. The intermediaries have remained as elusive as ever, and their absence remains, a century later, one of the most striking characteristics of the fossil record." Unquote. But it's not just the fossil record that stands out as a red flag, as far as subscribing to the idea that the complexity and elegance of life is the result of random processes. In his book, Did Darwin Get It Right?, author George Sim Johnson noted, quote, "Human DNA contains more organized information than the Encyclopedia Britannica. If the full text of the encyclopedia were to arrive in computer code from outer space, most people would regard this as proof of the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence, but when seen in nature, it's explained as the workings of random science." Unquote. He's got a point. Still, those who would cling to the theory of evolution and the outrageous probability values associated with natural selection do so with a determination that is nothing short of passionate. Why? What does a person gain by making chance the cause of his existence?
You've been listening to Muscular Christianity with your host, Bruce Gust. For more information, head out to muscularchristianityonline.com.